top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Okay. All right. I'm getting on with it. Checking up with, in with.
Number five.
See what I have to pull up? Put up with here.
Mm-hmm.
This is not working, people.
It's all going great. Places,
people. Quiet on the set.
Should we start it again?
Speed.
Number five.
There we go. Thank you. The president, you know, he's on his working vacation in Bedminster, New Jersey.
That's right.
He's at the farm. There's a big horse farm out there, as a matter of fact. And then beautiful golf courses. And he's got that big thing that looks like a castle. You know, he's like a French king. You know, that's sort of what he is. All he needs is a powdered wig. If he could just powder the orange white, it would be the same thing. Because it's kind of a wig that he's got there. I know it's his, but it's wiggy.
Right. And while he's away, they're upgrading the West Wing bathrooms of the White House. Because he's in New Jersey, so they got the bathrooms.
We need gold. Everywhere.
I'd like to see them when they're done.
Oh, God. I can just imagine what he's doing. You know, it really help. One of those handles you hold on to when you're getting up and down.
Are you saying Obama didn't need one of those?
Gold-plated everything. You're right, Violetta.
Yes, it's going to be right.
Some lions outside.
The entrance to the toilet.
Right. Actually, that's how you know the men's and the women's, because the lions, you have the lions and then the lionesses for the ladies' room. Yeah. Okay.
And I need a longer extension cord for my phone to plug in.
All right. Anyway, here's the point.
Okay.
We're told he's been watching a lot of television. So that means he might be watching the Fox, and he might be watching the Hannity, he might be watching the Fox and Friends, which is very interesting. Because this group called the Swamp Accountability Project has put together a commercial that they say they don't care if anybody else sees it. They just want the president to see it.
Mr. President, I voted for you in 2016 because I wanted to make America great again. After 8 years of President Obama's weak leadership, I was ready for a tough leader. Now, I hear you're thinking of firing Bob Mueller, the Deputy Attorney General. It makes you look weak, petty, and impotent to us Trump supporters. We don't want someone that's weak, petty, or impotent. That's why we voted for you, instead of those other guys. Don't fire Mueller or the Deputy AG. Just focus on making America great again.
Okay.
Wow, they know his trigger words.
Yep.
Yeah, but there's not a chance in hell that is the Swamp Accountability Project.
Yeah,
that guy's a Trump voter.
Yeah, I would call that out, too. In fact, their journalists are trying to track down who's behind it, and it's a little difficult to even trace, so you wonder.
Yeah, because you find that these things are, sometimes it's John Oliver, right?
That, or even, you know, a Democratic funded group or something like that. So
yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, midterms are coming up. There's a lot at stake. This stuff happens.
Could be the Russians.
It could be the Russians. That's absolutely plausible.
I'll tell you what. Listen, we got a very fun joke now. Two joke. One, we get him to do a commercial. Cowboy looking guy, do a commercial, and tell him not to fire Bob Mueller. Make Trump go crazy. And then when he fired Bob Mueller, then we release a document that shows that we were behind the whole thing.
Right. We call him weak. Yes, I love that.
Maybe North Korea. I mean, who knows who these people are. See, that's the thing. This is what's happened now. There's no accountability for this. There's endless supply of money in politics after the decision that changed everything. Citizens United.
That's right.
Anybody can come up, any billionaire, and there's plenty of billionaires now that want to say or do anything and create as much, like this Tom Steyer goof.
Funding his own commercials. You see him in heavy rotation.
Right.
Cable news especially.
He's not helping here about the whole impeachment thing. He's not winning hearts and minds there. But anyway. All right, well, we'll see. We'll see who these guys are. Nobody seems to know. I'll find out.
Number four.
How's my toilet?
Is it gold yet?
Nice toilet. Rudy Giuliani, speaking of Donald Trump, he's the lawyer, said that the president's legal team has responded to the special counsel, Robert Mueller, with a counteroffer.
Oh, gee.
Counteroffers will answer one question, and the answer to that is no, and it'll only be in writing. Giuliani, who made he said that they've countered new terms of a possible presidential interview. He made his remarks on fellow Trump attorney Jay Sekulow's radio show. Who knew he had a radio show?
I didn't till today.
It's about time that it ends. I also think, and I hope, the special counsel is as sensitive to it as we are. We do not want to run into the November elections. So you back up from that. This should be over with by September 1st. We have now given him an answer. He obviously he should take a few days to consider it, but we should get this resolved. If there's going to be an interview, let's have it. If there's not going to be an interview, then let him write his report. He's got all the information that he needs. The interview will provide nothing in addition to what he already has.
Uh-huh. Right.
I don't know that Bob Mueller's listening to him. You know planning what this, his day by it.
You know what this? You know what I heard there from Rudy Giuliani, which is he has everything he needs, which is that they know that Donald Trump knew about the meeting and that his son had Don Jr. Had called him from the meeting on that phone, and they don't want the president to have to go in and answer the question. Did your son tell you about this meeting before or immediately after the meeting? And when the president goes no, then the president commits perjury. If the president says yes, he throws his kid under the bus.
Yeah,
so so it puts him in a position where they don't want to answer that question.
Mm-hmm. But Giuliani's point about September 1st, he can't tell Bob Mueller that September 1st is the deadline. Bob Mueller picked the deadline himself. That's clear. But as you get closer and closer to the midterms, you do feel as if, you know, it runs the risk of if you suddenly come out with some new indictments that it does impact the election. So you wonder if in the next few days we'll hear something from his office, the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Or if
that's
he'll
some point.
Wait.
Yeah. I will get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, Judy, what's going on at the bottom of the hour in the WGN newsroom?
Well, I'll tell you. A lawsuit alleging bathroom peeping at the Cook County Jail.
Peeping or peeing?
Take your pick.
By the way, I got a new gold toilet. Triple gold. Gold lame, 14 karat, 24 karat.
Got to have somewhere to sit when you're tweeting.
Do you think he gets the high boy seat too, right? He gets like what do they call that? The senior seat or whatever. So you don't really have to bend your knees too much.
The potty squatty.
Yeah, you just kind of fall back onto it and then you fall forward away from it.
And you think the seat is cushy, like a cushiony one?
But when those
because he's eyes probably on a long time.
He did, yeah.
Judging by his tweets,
I think that's why he was late for the Queen. Oh, I was early, but it was, but he was. I mean, that was the Queen standing there for 15 minutes. I mean, you know, something happened there, and he did pretty probably. You know, just you know, went to the Melania. Hold on, I gotta go, Donald.
You know what that means?
You'll make me disgust. All right, here is Violetta with the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.
Be sure to check out the CB app, hit up Facebook, tell Chicago's Best TV where you like to eat. Watch Chicago's Best Sundays at 10 p.m. on WGN TV. Your pick might be Chicago's Best.
That's a Rokan show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. We had a top 5-5 that is continuing here. We've worked our way only up to
number 3.
The Amy Fisher scandal.
Uh-oh.
Is getting the snapped treatment. And victim Mary Jo Buttafuoco, is getting in on the action in a preview of the Oxygen series 24th season premiere. Mary Jo shares her side of the story that made her then-husband, Joey, and Amy Fisher household names.
I was the biggest news in town that day. This was my journey. And during the course of it, I did a lot of things wrong. I made a lot of mistakes. I tried to do the best I can. Nobody told me, okay, Mayor, this is what happens when somebody comes to your house and shoots you in the head. Everything that was before is then over.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, I think the kids are too young to remember this.
Yeah, that was captivated the country.
Right. It's over 20 years ago now. The so the guy, Joey Buttafuoco, he's got an auto repair joint.
And he's
Long
got
Island.
A 17-year-old mistress, it turns out.
He's got a girl who came by, always had dental dents in her.
Yeah, in her, she had a lot.
She had a dental dam, too, but that was for something else. Anyway, the point is that she was always showing up, and then they carried on, these two.
Mm-hmm.
And he was always going, I don't really like my wife so much, but, you know, one day, baby, I'll marry you. And then next thing you know, little Amy Fisher decides she's going to go shoot Mary Jo Buttafuoco in the head. At her house.
Classic mistress situation.
Yep.
And she did, and they didn't think that she'd recover enough, but after multiple surgeries, police were able to identify her, I mean, to be able to talk to her, who identified Amy Fisher.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So did she go to jail?
She did. She did indeed.
She's out now?
Yeah.
Amy Fisher,
yeah.
And she's mad because Mary Jo made more money off of the thing than she did.
The Long Island Lolita. As she was known.
Wikipedia has her listed occupation as a pornographic actress.
Yes, she did. She went on to trying to appear in such films as I Put a Hole in Your Wife's Head.
Oh, God.
And, God, it was just really something.
I'll have to do some research tonight.
Yeah, yeah. Bada bang.
Preparing for work, you know, just kind of.
bada bang. I don't know how Oscar season would have been the same. All right, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was what it was. All right, here we go.
Number two.
During his monologue last night, Jimmy Kimmel joked about the fact that the West Hollywood City Council has voted to recommend the President Trump star be removed. And, well, and they're talking about replacing it with, like, Rosie O'Donnell's, right? Isn't that what they're going to do?
There's no reason for the West Hollywood City Council to be voting on this. It's like if your next-door neighbors voted for you to paint your house. You're not... Your house. They didn't install his star. They didn't pay for his star. And when the star gets damaged, it doesn't cost them anything. This is none of their business. Look, we get it. You don't like Trump, but why are you voting on this? This is our sidewalk. This is our filthy, disease-ridden, urine-drenched sidewalk.
I know. These walks, the Hollywood Walk of Fame is a Hollywood walk of guys who paid $6,000 for a plaque,
mm-hmm.
is what it is.
Self-funded, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you have to have elevated yourself to some level of stardom. It's not like anybody could do it, but there is
pretty close to anybody. Pretty close, but there are now Instagram celebrities on there. There are radio guys on there for reasons that make no sense whatsoever.
He'd be the first star ever taken back. And if the Hollywood City Council is saying it's because of his treatment of women, they're saying, well, why is Cosby's star out there and why is so many others still there?
Mm-hmm. All right. This is very interesting. Listen to this.
Number one.
Cows helped Sanford, Florida police corral a suspect who was on the move, it writes here.
Ruse.
After crashing a stolen car. This
happened.
This is real. Now, here's the police report. An officer spotted a stolen vehicle and tried to pull it over, but the driver wouldn't stop. So police said the car crashed, and when the suspect, identified as Jennifer Kaufman and Jamie Young, two suspects, ran through a cow pasture in different directions, hilarity ensued.
Turning right onto Sipes, southbound Sipes Avenue. Oh, signal 4. Signal 4, Sipes and Celery. Bailout. Okay, driver's bailing. Still got a passenger in the east of you. Actually, the large group of cows is following her for a good visual. Looks like they may attack her.
Oh, it's too alert. I'm giving my flashlight. You can tell me where to go from here.
Keep going southeast. She's pretty far into the field now. If you see the large group of cows, they're literally following her and chasing her.
Yeah, I'm raising her sign.
All right, alert, we got her lit up.
What? Were they going to eat her? Why would they be chasing her? Well, they like cornered her.
Eat more chicken. Eat more chicken.
They cornered her in front of a fence. I don't know, that was crazy.
All right.
And you can see the red camera like following them around.
It's right. There's so you got the helicopter shot, infrared
helicopter shot of her moving around, and the cows are all like, all right, go get her! Go get her! Like, when you drive by cows, what we've learned here, because this was at night, what we have learned here is that cows act very differently during the day than they do at night. Like, during the day, everybody's looking at them, they're lying around in a field, they're acting all, you know, they could drive.
They're like, right. They don't care.
You drive by them and you feel sorry for them, you think, oh man, I really want steak tonight, I won't eat it now because I've seen the cows. And they're there and they're so pretty and they're kind of just kind of moving around and taking care of their young. And then at night, they're killers. At night, the girl runs through the pasture. Now she's ours. Oh, man.
I love that one of the streets is called Celery.
Oh, really? I know. I thought it was a celery patch, like in a garden.
Unless her name was Celery.
Can we? I want to play that again because it's priceless. Well, I know it's long, but.
Of course, it's in Florida, too.
Yeah.
Turning right onto Sipes, southbound Sipes Avenue. Oh, signal four. Signal four, Sipes and Celery. Bailout. Okay, driver's bailing. Still got a passenger in the vehicle east of you. Actually, the large group of cows is following her for a good visual. Looks like they may attack her.
Oh, God.
I'm giving my flashlight. You can tell me where to go from here.
Keep going southeast. She's pretty far into the field now. If you see the large group of cows, they're literally following her and chasing her.
Come down, Brisbane or Sipes?
All right, alert. We got her lit up.
If you see the video, one of the cows looks like it's trying to catch her. He's like right behind her.
Hey, talk about not even caring. It looks like they might attack her.
Yeah. Well, they herded her right into the cops.
Were those police cows?
I've never seen anything like this.
All of a sudden, you're like, oh, look at how docile and beautiful they are. And then at night, they're like, I'm going to kill you now.
I bet she's a meat eater.
Do not mess with cows. I think people who are around dairy, you know, farms and stuff, they know that cows can be. Don't mess with bulls for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But even cows, you know, they don't. They can run you down. All right, where's Orion Samuelson when you need him? All right, let's check in here. We've got Judith Bilak's news coming your way in 2 minutes.